B-Pod Studios.
Hello?
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy. Oh, it's not really happy. Happy Monday to all across the Delaware Valley. It's a wistful Monday. Jason Martinez, Anthony Gargano, and it's Super Bowl Monday. And Jace, yesterday I saw the send-off for the Patriots, and it was amazing. It was a sea of people, all that winning, and they were out in the cold, and they gave that team an amazing send-off, and all I kept thinking about, Jace, was, I want to relive last year. I want to go back to last year, and I want to hit rewind. I want to go through it again. I want to go through the whole week again.
First of all, I can't believe it's been a year. It feels like a snap of the fingers where that magical week, and we felt so good going into that week. There were moments when you were by yourself where you're like, you had anxiety about it. You're like, I feel really good. Wait a minute, this is really our turn. We're facing this team. Go back to the 2004 and 2005 Super Bowl in Jacksonville. Are they going to get it done? It's another opportunity. And if we come away empty, I'm going to be so heartbroken again. But, you know, as you sit here and you go, they're going back again. You're right. How do those people keep showing up? 9 Super Bowls. And they can still almost act like it's number one. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was
never
awesome.
Gets old winning.
No, it really was. It was an awesome display. That was the takeaway. That was my takeaway. Mm. It was
Gillette Stadium is where it was.
If it happened here, it would be the same thing. Like we would feel the same exact way. That second time would not be dulled. That second time would still feel incredible. And we kind of got a taste of it when the Eagles got on that run and the season was saved and it was the miracle and it started to bubble up again.
Yeah, well, you felt like the magic could return and you could go back. And look, maybe they could have. Maybe that could have been the case where they went back if that ball doesn't slip through Alshon's hands and that's just a reception for 7 yards and they beat the Saints and who knows if they go on and they beat the Rams out in LA for a second time in a month.
That's not out of the question.
No, it's not. So, I mean, look, we could have been.
That Rams team is highly beatable. I mean, they had put a good game against New Orleans, but that offense got shut down by the Saints defense.
Well, yeah, I mean, it could have been the case where the Eagles could have gone. They could have been going back for imagine a rematch of last year's. It's like, you know, it's like the Thrill of Manila part two.
That's right.
It would have been crazy. And if you could beat them twice, then you really end the dynasty. But it didn't happen. But yeah, there's a little bit sense of like almost being forlorn today that they could have been here.
It's the beginning of the week. It's beginning of Super Bowl week.
And I just remember that feeling last year.
It was the best. It was. I want to spend all week in retrospect to relive it because it was such a magical time. It was the greatest time ever as a Philadelphia sports fan, ever.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go back to when I was a little boy and the most amazing year was 1980. And people have heard about it. Young people today have heard about what transpired in 1980. We were little guys back then. And that was the year all 4 teams went to the finals. Phillies win. All other 3 teams lose.
Ugh.
The Flyers lost the heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Leon Stickle.
Yep.
The Sixers lost to the Lakers, which was a complete heartbreaker. And, of course, the Eagles lose to the Raiders in the Super Bowl.
First wild card team to ever win the Super Bowl. And Jim Plunkett and that team from out in the Raiders. And, yeah, you're right. This is a different time, and you feel.
No,
like,
my point was that was a great time.
Oh, that was as good as it
right?
got.
Like,
yeah,
that was
to
great.
That point. Yep.
But last year eclipsed, and again, it was the Super Bowl because it was something that we hadn't seen ever, and that weird, in a weird way, where we all thought they were going to win, and we celebrated the Super Bowl like they were going to win.
Oh yeah, and we did, and it was great. And you're right. This week it feels you can't believe it's a year ago, and you feel like I feel like I'm missing out on something. I really do. Because I felt like, you know, had they been able to make that catch, maybe a couple things different, then all of a sudden they could be back in this game. And I'm bummed out that they're not, but I'm still going to watch the game on Sunday. I'm not going to go back and watch the Super Bowl 52 DVD at the time of the Super Bowl.
Nah, I mean, I'd be a fraud if I said that. I know that's the whole thing in New Orleans where they're going to watch their Super Bowl. And I get it because, you know, that's the ultimate heartbreak to lose and lose on that kind of call.
Well, they had a chance to win after that.
They did, but yeah. You know, you get bitter and you go, "Oh my God, I don't want to watch the Super Bowl."
Yeah,
like that I wouldn't want to watch Super Bowl either. That reminded me of 02, Eagles Tampa. Like I had no interest in watching Tampa and the Raiders.
Yeah, because that was yours. That Lombardi Trophy. The guy engraver was out.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
He was ready to etch the Philadelphia Eagles right on that Lombardi Trophy.
Exactly.
And you got Warren Sapp doing the Tonight Show and the whole thing. You know, gee, these guys. You know, these freaking Buccaneers came in and won that game, the last game at the Vet. You kidding me?
Yeah,
that would hurt.
I'm telling you, it's interesting because as we kind of look back. And we wondered whether or not how we would be forever changed, right? Like we wouldn't care as much this year.
Mm-hmm.
And early on was like that. However, the lesson I take is we need it, we love it, and it'll be just as great. And that makes me like almost insatiable to do it again.
Well, yeah, you want to once you taste the forbidden fruit, like the perfect meal, you want to duplicate it. You get addicted to it. And I think the Eagles fan base is changed forever. I don't think the Philadelphia sports fan per se. I think just in regards to the Eagles, it'll be different forever because they did finally give you the white whale. But you still treat the other teams, I think, the Phillies, the Sixers, and the Flyers, the same. It's just the Eagles have a slightly different mentality as an Eagle fan. You are different. You're going to be different. It's because they won it all.
Yeah.
They did it. That was the one claim you could always say. All these teams in the division won everything all the time. Multiple Super Bowls, and we had nothing. Well, now you do. And now there's a chance maybe to go back next year and do it again. I mean, how do you accomplish that, you know?
Exactly.
So.
So I kind of want to get into that a little bit today. It's a big news this morning. The Woj bomb dropped.
Yeah.
And Anthony Davis will become available. He's not going to sign. His agent, Rich Paul, who's also Ben's agent and LeBron's agent, told the New Orleans Pelicans that Anthony Davis would not sign an extension there. Now they're going to trade him. Now, here's my guess, is that they don't trade him until after the season. He's got another year left on his deal and then a player option. However, he is available now. My biggest fear is Boston.
Well, you feel like Ainge has eyes for him.
He's always had eyes. Yeah. That has been. He is their white whale.
Mm.
They love Anthony Davis,
especially because Kyrie's likely going to leave. So they need to replace. They need a star to replace Kyrie.
No, listen. I would put Kyrie out Thursday morning on the curb.
What, trash pickup day?
All right. Are you kidding me?
Well, okay.
And Hayward.
And
whoever else you want.
Well, I mean, look, that's probably not going to be enough value for New Orleans because that's an expiring
contract. No, I just meant I put them all out by the curb.
And you hit your wagon to Anthony Davis. But, okay, so.
I mean, they have enough to get him, too.
Boston.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because they have great young players.
They have assets.
Yep.
They have picks.
Ainge is perfectly set up to make that happen. But, okay, so take that a step further. You want to keep them away from Boston, and by doing that, you got to get involved. So how far are you willing to go?
Yeah, you don't have enough. Unless you include Ben, you don't have enough to get him. Now, if you called New Orleans and you said, I'll trade you Ben Simmons for Anthony Davis, that gets it done. Because, look, Boston's going to give a package. And they may give you Tatum, who's really, really good. But Simmons is a higher ceiling than Tatum.
Well,
so
top five NBA player.
You know, so they would jump at Ben for Anthony Davis. Now, ultimately, you have to think about it. I would not do it, but you have to think about it.
All right, now you're a big Ben guy.
There's a lot of people here, and
they yo-yo a lot, too. There's a lot of yo-yos, and then there's people say, he can't shoot, he'll never be able to shoot, this is what it is, and he's an impediment to you offensively.
Yeah.
Do you have to consider it? Do you pull the string?
Now, no, you do have to consider it. I would consider it. Now, it's funny because one of the reasons why I don't do it is I don't think Joe could handle another big
score
who gets those kinds of numbers.
Yeah.
And boards.
Mm-hmm.
Like the double-doubles. Like he gave you, you know, Anthony Davis gave you 28, 14. Now, I know he played with Cousins last year. Those numbers, there's no way in the world Joe would like that.
Because it's going to take away from his offensive numbers. And he didn't like it originally when Butler got here and saw a little shade of his offensive production at that time. And that wasn't even a player, you know, almost redundant.
I'm not sure that that was the case, to be honest with you.
You don't think that? You think it was more coach-driven?
I'm not sure. I think it was how they were being used. I think it was more that than numbers-based.
But he felt like he wasn't being used enough.
Yeah, differently.
Okay, Anthony Davis?
I think it was
going to limit that, too.
Right. I think Joe was more upset that he gets criticized for not going down low. And one of the reasons why he's got to be up high is to create space for Ben to drive the lane.
Yeah, so it's not clogged when he gets there.
Right. So that, okay. I think that's kind of why Joe was upset. But I can't see Joe sharing space and that kind of space, you know, 28, 13, 27, 16, those points and boards with an Anthony Davis. Ultimately, I think you'd shoot yourself in the foot, and Ben goes better with Embiid than Davis does.
All right, when we come back, I'm going to present a scenario to you where maybe you have to consider Embiid for Anthony Davis. All right?
Wow.
And it has to. There's a health-related reason. Well, I'm going to check on you on this one as well. 610-632-0975. That's the number. Anthony Davis. Do you consider trading Ben Simmons for Anthony Davis?
So you understand when we talk about Anthony Davis, why I don't think you can do it. I just think it's a backwards move. And as great as he is, he's a great player, and he's more obviously more polished than Ben right now. But you have to protect Embiid, and he's got to be. You need your point guard. That fit of Embiid, Ben, and whoever the third guy, whether it's Jimmy, whether it's Klay Thompson, whomever it is, that's the score. That's the triangle that you have to win. Now, you brought up something interesting.
Okay.
Lay it out.
Yeah, Joel Embiid, obviously, we talked about it last week, and we talked about with Jimmy Lineham, that he may end up being the most special athlete in the history of Philadelphia. He's that freakish talent. Now, he's what, 24 years old? Anthony Davis is 25. So the year's there. But if you're worried about the long-term health of Joel Embiid, and he missed the game the other night, and there's going to be maintenance days, I get that. But he's a guy that does have a history of injuries and has missed time. And look, Anthony Davis isn't a guy that plays all 82 either. Nobody does in the NBA, especially star players, because there's no reason to, because you want to preserve them a bit. But that being said, if you have a concern about Embiid's health, and you used the term before, you said he's probable almost every night. There's always something that's kind of nagging him.
Yep.
So if you have that concern, would you consider trading Embiid for Anthony Davis and maybe some other
sweetener?
Some sweeteners as well. Draft pick, maybe a player.
I mean, listen, he's a great ball player. Anthony Davis is a great ball player. I mean, he is. He's great big.
Mm-hmm.
He can do everything. Joe has the ability to be more dominant. I mean, it's close. Like, you know, when it comes to it, it's really close. Joe can be more dominant, but you bring up a great point about health. And I do watch with fear every game that Joel Embiid plays. Like, please don't get hurt. Please don't get hurt. Please don't get hurt.
Yeah. Well, let me give you some pertinent numbers. Anthony Davis this season, averaging 29.3, 13.3 rebounds, 2.6 blocks per game, and he averages 37 minutes a night. All right? Joel Embiid.
And the 37 minutes a night's a key thing because he can handle it. He can handle the workload.
If he needs to go to 40 on occasion, that won't be a problem. Joel Embiid averages 27.2, 13.3 rebounds, 2 blocks per game, and 33.5 minutes per night. So, statistically, it's very
Now, Anthony Davis plays on a bad team.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, you're going to put up even bigger numbers.
Yeah, and we see Joe go 33 and 19.
But Anthony Davis is just a great player. Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter what you say, how we all cut it, slice it up, he's a great, great player. Joe's ours. So there's an emotional tie here.
Yeah.
But your point is really a good, it's a good one, and it's got to give you pause for thought.
Because you can get more than just Anthony Davis if you use Embiid.
To me, the big thing is the health. Like, if you told me right now, Joel Embiid plays 10 years from starting this point, 10 years, no injuries, 10 full seasons. You know,
so he plays like 68 to 70 games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, whatever. You know, 70
the
games.
The nagging things happen, but nothing major.
As long as he's there for 10 years, then I take Joe. Because I got it in place, and there's no need to upset the apple cart or anything like that.
Yeah, and he's spectacular on and off the floor.
But, I mean, you know, I mean, Anthony Davis is just ridiculous.
Well, what are the odds that Joe does do that for 8 to 10 years?
I don't know.
Probably the odds are against it pretty substantially, I would think.
I mean, you worry about a lot of different things, right? You worry about the foot. You worry about the back.
Yeah, you're talking about two very important areas.
You know, that Yao Ming thing that crept up. I mean, man, you would have to have stones to pull off that deal.
Yeah.
But you would have to have absolute just boulders to make to trade Joel Embiid.
And you're hitching your wagon to Anthony Davis going forward. So you would have
you'd have Ben, Anthony Davis.
And Jimmy.
Yeah.
What is the initial reaction from the fan base if that trade happens?
Oh, they're going bananas. They're upset.
Like, Alan Brand's got to hide, right?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
It'd be a monumental trade in the NBA.
Here's the thing. You're kind of, you could be shuffling decks to what they call deck chairs.
Rearranging the chairs.
Yeah, you're kind of shuffling deck chairs in that sense because you're not really different. You are, you know, like Anthony Davis is 30-er, Embiid's more dynamic, you know. But you know, it's a fascinating conversation.
But the thing you have to consider, like you said, is that long term health. And we know about Embiid's back. And I watch the games, and when I see him flop on the floor, and he's dramatic about it, and I think he's trolling us a lot of times. I go, oh, is this the one where he's going to miss the rest of the season? You feel it all the time. I watch him. Like sitting on eggshells.
Yes, I agree. Now, there's no way you can get him without dealing one of the two stars.
Because they don't have enough.
Jimmy's not going to get you. Jimmy
and expiring.
Jimmy and doesn't get you anything.
No, because he's an expiring contract.
Yeah.
And he's probably not going to stay there because he's going to want to go to a situation.
No, but I don't even think you would. If you're in New Orleans, you're not going to take that on. You can't do Ben as, even though Anthony Davis is more polished player, you can't trade Ben just because of the two of them together without the point guard. I think it's tough.
Yeah, well, they can those two coexist. So if you could do Ben for,
I mean, they could play together.
Drew Holiday and Anthony Davis for Ben?
Listen, they could play together in that, you know, they complement one another. Both can go high-low.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So both could be in a high post, both could be in a low post, and they could alternate. So, like, you would, just the way he was able to play with Boogie Cousins, Joe and Anthony Davis could play together and be pretty dynamic.
Because Joe can play out up top, too.
Right. So the two of them present, like, matchup nightmares. But the problem, again, is I just don't know that you get that Joe is okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Because on certain nights, he's not going to get...
Yeah, I just
not going to fill up the score sheet.
I don't know. I mean, something tells me he would not be cool.
All right. I want to hear from the Ben haters today, too, because they're out there. And, oh, he can't shoot. He'll never be able to shoot, you know, that narrative that they have. So we want to hear from 610-632-0975. The Sixers will be back at it tomorrow night against the Lakers at 10:30. They lost the Denver game the other night with a very depleted roster.
Yeah, you had to do the rest game.
Yeah.
That's just, listen, there was no Butler. There was no Chandler. All right, you've already got. If you don't play Embiid, particularly in the altitude, right? Because it's the Denver altitude also opens them up for injury. So you give him the rest. He has now a block of rest. He comes back tomorrow against the Lakers, and then Thursday against the Warriors.
Wow, that's going to be a fun week. But make sure you get sleep in a little bit, because there are going to be some late nights this week.
Guys, I just wanted to add a little something to it. I hear you guys extolling the virtues of Belichick and Brady. And I agree, they're both, you know, they're without question the best at what they do. But I haven't heard anybody bring up the fact both cheaters. I mean, they're cheaters, period. And once you cheat, you don't stop cheating. And I even heard on your station somebody that used to be a producer on Sunday Night Football about Belichick coming in and taking game notes from the producers. I mean, what's up with that? They're so great. Why did they have to cheat?
Well, you just said they were great, and they're the best at what they do, too, Pat, so you agree. Look, Spygate, Deflategate, all that stuff, it's there. I think some of it's real.
Look, Pat's right in this sense. That Spygate was legit. Like, they're filming practice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cheating. But, you know, the point is, you know how great they are. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, that's why they're the evil empire.
Yeah, because they have the tinge of the evil.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he cheating now?
I don't know. He's been cheating for 19 years. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. We're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Keyword time.
97.5 The Fanatic. Giveaway.
All right, here's your keyword. Well, perfect one for today. Super for Super Bowl. Enter the keyword super on the Fanatic app or at 975thefanatic.com by 1:15, and we'll call you if you're randomly selected. You win $1,000. Everyone that enters will be qualified for the $10,000 grand prize at the end of the contest in February. Complete contest rules are available at 975thefanatic.com, and it's brought to you by turnersvillejeep.com, the Delaware Valley's fastest growing Jeep dealer. Once again, enter the keyword super on the Fanatic app or at 975thefanatic.com by 1:15. Good luck to you.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, the number to get on the segment is 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there, and Andrew will find the best of the best. He mines for gold, Ant. Does he find it all the time?
He does a good job, though.
He's diligent.
I think Andrew does a great job at finding the gold.
Well, let's see if he found gold today.
Everyone's complaining about how the Pro Bowl sucks, so here's my idea to make it better. You elect the guys that you're going to collect anyway. You give them the honor, you honor them, you let them have fun in skills competitions and whatnot. And then for the actual game, the guys don't play. You have their wives or their girlfriends, and if they don't have either one of them, you're a substitute, the cheerleader, and you have them play a lingerie ball. How about that?
All right.
I know, it's horrible, man. I watched it. It's terrible.
The lingerie bowl. Do they still do that?
Nah.
That's over? In a Me Too world, I doubt that still happens, right?
What was the name of that league?
I forget.
Wasn't it just the lingerie football league?
Yeah.
It was the lingerie football league?
I think so, yeah.
It's like the ultimate objectifying of women leagues. But people watched it, you know?
Well, come on. I mean, not for nothing. You're clicking the channels and you stumble on it, you're staying for a couple minutes.
Yeah. You go, I just take a look. Let me just see what's going on here. And, you know, you just hope that your significant other doesn't walk in while you're watching. What are you watching? I'm watching football. It's next.
Hey, Cuz, I'm with you. Belichick's a hell of a coach. Do you think he took Kelce and Tyreek Hill out of the game, or Andy Reid did? Andy Reid didn't, as usual, make one adjustment. Belichick couldn't stop one guy on the Eagles last year. Not one. 41 points. Just saying.
No, it's good. Look, you know, it's a good point when you talk about, you know, what they were last year. I think the Patriots' defense is a lot more improved this season than it was last year. But your point's right, man. I think you're dead right. What they could have done in a lot of ways is try to maneuver Tyreek Hill and just kind of freak, because he got doubled the whole time.
Yeah, put him in motion or something. And
well, it's funny. Mike Lombardi said that he should put him in the backfield. And when I was talking to Mike, he said he should put him in the backfield, which I thought was interesting.
Try to get the ball in space.
He played running back in college, right? So he played some running back. So if you put him out in the backfield, you can't double him.
Yeah, and you can line him up, get him matched up on a linebacker, God willing.
You know, but again, look, you know, he's going to take it. He's going to take him away. Yeah. Take away their best weapons.
That's what Belichick, the hoodie does that. Yeah.
By the way, it is no longer the Laundry Football League. It once was called that. It is now called the Legends Football League.
Oh. Is that still real?
Name changed in 2009, and the league still exists today.
All right, but they play in lingerie still.
Yes.
Okay. Well, glad to see that not everything changes in this world.
Man, the Golden State get a pile of riches when they sign Boogie Cousins. I mean, I don't care what nobody says. When he's volatile, he's aggressive, but he's a freaking all-star, and the guy can just spread out ball, whether you love him or hate him. They can let Durant go if he walks, and they'll still be one of the best teams in the NBA with this monster in the middle.
Yeah. He's a beast. He is. He's a great player. And he's not all the way in shape either. Yeah, coming off the Achilles.
He doesn't even have that many games back at this point. Not even played, what, 10 games? Not even close.
Less than five. He's a great, great player. It's amazing. But I think he leaves too. I think he goes to look. He could go to the Lakers.
He took a little cut rate deal to go there.
Title.
Yeah, and play a half a season because he was coming off the injury.
Anthony Davis and Boogie back together. But with LeBron in L.A.? Oh, man.
Stop it. I can't take it. I can't fathom that.
Hey, everybody. This is Jalil Okafor. Remember me? Anyway, it'd be cool with me if Anthony Davis got moved out of New Orleans. Because if you checked it out, I'm balling again. I'm putting up like 17, 10, and 5, 20, and 15. I'm balling. Jal out.
He had a great first quarter. I didn't look at his entire stat line the other night, but he had another good game, did Big Ja.
Ja is the perfect guy to put up numbers on a bad team.
Yeah, he is. So the other night he had 24. How about that against the Spurs in a loss? 24 points.
The key is in a loss.
Yeah. He played 36 minutes in the game.
Yeah, I know, because they're banged, they're hurt, so they have nobody.
Davis hurt. Wow.
I like Ja. I always liked him. But it's a sin, man. He just was too late. He's born too late.
Let me give you his 20. This is the last four games. 20 points, 17 points, 18 points, 24. Ja trying to get some value.
Yeah. Just scored 24 against the Spurs.
Yeah.
Aldridge scored 28 against him.
Well, maybe.
That's part of the problem. The guy can't D up.
He can't. And the other part is that he bogs you down. If you want to run and you want to shoot threes.
He's playing in the wrong time.
That's what I'm saying. He's born 10 years. He's born too late. He'd be a star in 1992.
Back to the basket all day.
Having nightmares all weekend after the Sixers-Denver game. Nikola Jokic, 2014 NBA draft, was the 11th pick of the second round. The Sixers had two second-round picks before that. A.J. McDaniels and Jeremy Grant. The Sixers had draft. Okay.
So then nobody else can either. You know what I mean? Everybody passed on.
Yeah, but you know, you look at it, you go, I had picks.
Yeah, but that notion of this guy was taken in the third round, my team can't.
I will say one thing, because I like Hinkie. But I will say one thing about Hinkie. He didn't land any of those steals. For as smart as he was, and he was a brilliant man. He didn't get any jewels.
Any stashes that turned into be...
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, I thought Dario move was a good move.
But
he didn't get any second-round picks or late firsts. Get all those picks. And nothing turned into... You didn't turn garbage into gold, the way Zoom says. And that's just a just saying. And I like Hinkie, but that's a just saying. Smart as he was, He didn't get those foreign guys. He didn't get them.
And it was about that analytical approach to those guys that they're going to translate into great NBA players eventually. But it didn't happen. Not that we've seen. You're not a Furkan guy?
Speaking of Hinkie, all related to Daryl Morey, who is with the Rockets.
Yeah.
And if you want to talk about the Sixers missing out, Kenneth Faried is a guy, if you're watching him, the Sixers could use a guy like him.
You give Amir Johnson the boot.
Yes.
Kenneth Faried's playing meaningful minutes.
He is. He's bored in. He does what he does. That's a miss. Faried. Right.
This last one, Anthony, you need to pay full attention here because we need to know if this is actually him. All right? Listen closely.
Okay, Anthony and Jason. It's Mike North in Chicago. I lost the bet. The Eagles beat the Bears. I've left a couple messages. I don't know if I'm getting through to people. I've never had so much trouble trying to pay up a bet. I owe you guys pizza. Need the address. Where to send it. We'll get a deep dish. Congratulations on beating the Bears. But, hey, you know what? We were both on the outside looking in. But that wasn't the bet. The bet was you guys against us. You won. But I've never seen radio guys have trouble getting a pizza to somebody. Radio guys love free stuff, and nobody loves it more than Jason and Anthony. Thanks, guys.
That is him, because I saw him tweet that.
That is Mike.
Yeah. When did he tweet that? I didn't see that.
Mike.
He said that he would try to contact you. Come on, man. Get that pizza over
here.
And
that was the first message that he left. He said he tried leaving some messages, and I haven't heard any.
Yeah, maybe.
That's awesome that he...
That's really cool.
That he hit the line.
Because we have the number on our Midday's Twitter account. It has the number.
Oh, you really didn't give him the number?
I didn't know he was going to call.
I actually thought you gave him a number to call.
No, that was awesome that he searched probably our Twitter account and dialed the number up.
He's a man, Northie.
See, that's a stand-up guy that going, hey, they're not really responding to me paying off this bet, but I got to get in touch with them so I can pay it off. Because I don't want that karma.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.